Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's gospel reading poses a question. Our Lord in this passage poses a question, or someone poses it to him, and he gives an interesting answer. The question is, Lord, will only a few people be saved? Something must have prompted this question. Earlier in the Gospel of St. Luke, just before we come to this passage, our Lord has been talking about the kingdom of God. And within that, those teachings, there is a note of warning. Not everyone necessarily is going to get the reward that we would like, which is eternal life. Lord, will only a few people be saved? Now, there's a note in the Didache Bible, which is a sort of a teaching Bible. It has very extensive notes and includes supplementary teaching materials, so I like to use it. The note on this particular passage says the following: these sayings of Jesus follow in Luke upon the parables of the kingdom and stress that great effort is required for entrance into the kingdom, and that there is an urgency to accept the present opportunity to enter because the narrow door will not remain open indefinitely. Lying behind the sayings is the rejection of Jesus and his message by his Jewish contemporaries, whose places at table in the kingdom will be taken by Gentiles from the four corners of the world. Those called last, the Gentiles, will precede those to whom the invitation to enter was first extended, the Jews. So clearly there is an immediate and historical sense to these words that our Lord says and the teaching that he gives. And I think it underscores the fact that it's a faulty conclusion, I think, from a careful reading of the Gospels to suggest that everyone is saved and that hell is empty. This theory that is going around doesn't seem to jibe with what we hear our Lord saying. But our Lord doesn't simply either give a simple yes or no answer to the question. He could say, yes, only a few will be saved, or no, everybody's saved, don't worry. He doesn't give a straight and simple yes or no, but he gives another teaching. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. This is an invitation for all of us, everyone who hears these words, to examine our own conscience and see, you know, if we are attempting to enter through that narrow gate. And we should also have some fear, a righteous fear, whether or not we could possibly be doing something or failing to do what we ought that could cause us to be among those standing outside the gate saying, Lord, open the door for me. And he responding, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. How is it that Jesus doesn't recognize them who say that you preached in our streets and we ate and drank in your company? Our Lord, the master of the house, he led the way, and his path was a specific one. He ascended to heaven from the Mount, but he arrived at the Mount of the Ascension by way of Calvary. the Mount of the Cross. And so those who will be admitted, in spirit at least, follow Jesus on this way. And Jesus knows where they are from because they followed him. Some will arrive at the door and have not followed this path. They know who Jesus is, and they want to be admitted, but they haven't done the will of his Father. Or somewhere else in the gospel, our Lord says, who is my brother, mother, or sister? In other words, who belongs in my kingdom, in my family? Those who have done the will of my Father. And certainly our Lord then is not going to address the faithful who are his brother, mother, and sister in this way. They will be welcome at the table. It's those who do not do the will of his Father that fall into this category. They may know Jesus, but if they haven't repented of their sin and converted to the gospel, then the Lord will say, I do not know where you are from. You may know who I am, but you haven't followed me. And of course, there are those who are saved. And he mentions some of them by name: Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets. And of course, at the table of the Lord, in this image that he gives, are also those who came after the Old Testament, the apostles, whose faith we have received. That faith has been handed down through the generations, through the successors of the apostles. And we have this one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. And if we adhere to that faith and live according to the teachings we've received, then we can hope and have good reason to hope and trust that following that path, following Christ, we indeed, when the time comes, will be admitted. We will. That is the narrow gate. That is the narrow gate. So fidelity to the true religion, which is consistent with all of biblical history, is this narrow gate. And it's the traditional Catholic faith of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church that we profess. Now, there are many inside and outside the church clamoring for change. But to veer from the path of continuity is to risk arriving outside the Master's house with the door locked and hear the voice of our Lord saying, I do not know where you are from. He's laid out a path for us, and it behooves us to follow it. And in conclusion, I'll remind you, if you've heard it, if not, there was a prophetic dream given to St. John Bosco in which he saw a boat under siege, a boat that was captained by a bishop in white, the Pope, and it's being attacked from all sides on a very stormy sea. And the Pope guides the ship between two large pillars that come out from the sea. And on the smaller of the two pillars is Our Lady, and on the greater of the two pillars, the Holy Eucharist is mounted at the top. And for our day and age, that is the narrow gate is defined by those two pillars. And we will find the way to follow Christ faithfully amidst all the confusion that we're now experiencing in the world and in the church if we adhere to that path that leads through those two pillars, Jesus and Mary. People have talked about the Benedict option, even the Marian option. But I say, in addition to Mary, we cannot forget the Eucharist, so the Jesus and Mary option. And there are many who acknowledge the Lord Jesus, but have not yet recognized the narrow gate and don't accept Mary and don't accept the Eucharist. Heaven forbid that one who believes himself to be Catholic not accept these truths, but let us profess the traditional faith that we've received from the apostles and their successors and recognize that Jesus and Mary are our hope, that these two doctrines of the Eucharist and Marian devotion are the guideposts. If we stay within these guideposts, then all the other truths are contained therein, and we will not be among those locked out with the Lord saying, I do not know where you are from. We're nearing the conclusion of the month of the Holy Rosary, but let's remember throughout the entire year that this gift has been given to us and is a means to stay on the path that leads through the narrow gate. Praise be Jesus and Mary.